every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." Philip ran and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage that he was reading. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his prosperity? For his life is taken from the earth. Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent me being baptized?" Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. Then they came out of the water. The Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. The word of the Lord. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Bless our God, you peoples. Loudly sound his praise. He has given life to our souls and has not let our feet slip.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appealed to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Blessed be God who reviews me not, my prayers or his kindness. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
I imagine Father Gerardo has probably had the experience where he begins the Mass, probably daily Mass, I'm guessing, with the intention to preach about one thing, but then in the course of the Mass, listening to the readings, you decide, oh, I'm going to talk about something else. The Lord put something on your heart, which wasn't there when you entered into the church. So similarly, as I was listening to this first reading today of Philip's evangelizing and baptizing of the Ethiopian eunuch, my mind went back to this past Sunday and our gospel reading. Remember what our gospel reading was from this past Sunday? The two travelers on the road to Emmaus, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And I began thinking, my goodness, there's a number of parallels between this passage of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch and Jesus and the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Here in this passage, the Ethiopian eunuch is making his way along, and Philip, sent, moved by the Holy Spirit, comes up alongside him and begins engaging in conversation with them, just as Jesus did with those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Here, Philip asks a question about what he's reading. He's reading the scriptures, and it says that Philip ended up opening up the scriptures to him, just as Jesus did with the two disciples. Jesus, we are told in that account of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, said that he taught the two disciples everything in the scriptures that pointed to him. And here, Philip proclaimed Jesus to him, beginning with the passage that the Ethiopian eunuch was reading from Isaiah chapter 53. From that, based on that verse, Philip showed how the scriptures were pointing to Jesus. And in both accounts, the two travel along in the account of Jesus with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. That account culminates in, we could say, the celebration of a sacrament, the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. Here, this culminates in the celebration of another sacrament, the sacrament of holy baptism. And in both instances, right as the sacrament is celebrated, Jesus disappears in the account of the road to Emmaus. Philip disappears in this account in our gospel today. I don't think this is any accident. Luke is the author of both the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts. So perhaps Luke wanted to see something of a parallel here, that what happens in the transition from the book of Luke to the book of Acts is Jesus, in effect, hands his ministry over to the church. The Gospel of Luke is all about Jesus and his ministry, his passion, death, and resurrection, his work of salvation. The book of Acts picks up with Jesus' ascension into heaven, and now the church that he established has to carry on Jesus' ministry. The body of Christ, the members, his disciples, are the ones who have to continue Jesus' work. And that's exactly what we see here in the work of Philip, doing exactly what Jesus did, proclaiming the scriptures, celebrating the sacraments. The beauty of scripture and how the scriptures speak to us of our vocation as his disciples. As Jesus did, as Philip did as his disciples, so we are called to do. In our lives, we are called to walk beside, to accompany our brothers and sisters in the world, to proclaim Christ to them and lead them to the sacraments, not to aggrandize ourselves, but rather so that we can disappear and Christ can be present to them.